Can you take me through a typical day?
Of the orchestra, yes. It started off by some of us taking the music stands and the chairs to the place where we were supposed to play, then come back to the block, then we were given some tepid liquid, which I don't know what it was, what you can call it. It's supposed to be called coffee. And once we finished playing the marches, we marched back to the block, and then certain people had to go and fetch the chairs in the stands, and then we started to rehearse all day. Learn new pieces, and the same procedure in the evening. We had to go out with the stands and sit there, usually for about an hour or hour and a half, maybe longer. Remembering for time is not good. And play marches again for the people to come back. It was our job. As long as they wanted us, they won't put us in the gas chamber. This is how I can basically describe it. You know, every one of us was more or less indispensable. Whilst the group of people who worked outside carrying stones, I don't know what, doesn't matter whether you are alive or not. If you're dead, somebody else will do the job. If I'm dead, there was nobody else to play the cello. It's as basic as that, you know. I mean, I don't think you have to give a lot of interpretation into that. They wanted an orchestra, they need an orchestra. We were there at their disposal. We had singers, we had violins, mandolins, guitars, a couple of flutes and accordions, you know, a crazy combination of people. Yeah.
Well, how did you feel when you were playing a piece of music you knew so well?
Dear interviewer, these questions I can't answer. What do you mean? What would I feel like? What, there? How can I know now what I felt like? This is an impossible question to answer because I think basically we had turned off feelings. Feelings were a total luxury in those days. What do you feel like in sitting in Birkenau with the chimney smoking in front of you, you playing music, Dr. Mengele, mass murderer, comes in, not just a murderer, but the man who experimented on human beings, and asked to hear a piece of music, Träumerei by Schumann, you know, what did I feel like? I felt nothing. Let that go over as well, you know. I think if you indulge in feelings in a place like Birkenau, you would not survive. You were just like a robot. Today, you're alive. Tomorrow, I don't know. I think that is probably the most honest answer I can give you.
And when you hear that piece of music, for example,
doesn't
now
mean anything. You know, people ask me often that question. I do not relate the music that I heard there or did there or played there with anything that is going on now. These are two different worlds. They do not mix. They do not mix. Not for me, anyway.